Hello.
Hello, my name is Tamiko, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Yes, I have a charge on my account that I need to find out why it's there and get rid of it, please.
Okay, can I get your zip code to pull your account up?
31331.
Can I get your first and last name?
Ken Griffiths, GRIFFIS.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me?
1030 Dunham Point, Townsend, Georgia.
Okay. And we're pulling up your account. It's pulling, it's still spinning. Just 1 second. Lord have mercy, it's taking so long to load. I hate computers sometimes.
Yeah, they get really slow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go. Seems like you were shipped out a Wi-Fi booster deluxe on November the 16th for $574. Then it seems like it enrolled you. I guess you didn't cancel within 5 to 7 business days. During the trial process, it charged you $67.32 for a membership every month.
Oh, I need to cancel that, please. I need to get rid of that. I never received the Wi-Fi thing either.
Okay, I'm finna pull the tracking up and see where it is. But it's been shipped out on the 16th, so let's see. Yeah, it been shipped out to you on November the 16th at 4:04 p.m. So it's in transit through USPS. So I'll go ahead and cancel this for you.
Okay. Yeah, I just called.
You're going to still receive it anyway, so.
I called a different number just a few minutes ago for the same thing with something different.
Oh.
I didn't see anything about no kind of signing up for account.
It'd be in the terms of condition, and a lot of people don't really when they order some things and see only they got to pay shipping and costs, and they don't read the terms of condition. That's how it ended up happening to them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, actually, it was a I did a survey, and it was part of the survey.
Yeah. See, yeah. And I had to, it got me one time too, so I had to let it go. I said, no. And I ain't do it no more. I promise you I didn't.
Yeah. Oh,
I learned. I don't do none of them surveys. I don't care what comes through my phone or anything. It just won't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I won't be doing that again either.
Because it seemed like they have select folks who they choose to win the sweepstakes, this and that. I ain't got time. I just, I'd rather just keep on going. It's, because it's costing too much to try to keep up with it, and I ain't got time. And then you want to.
Especially this day and time.
Oh, yeah.
People can't even hardly buy groceries anymore. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. We finna go into something.
Yeah. I don't know where people are eating with large families. I don't understand. It's terrible.
Man. It's terrible. You just don't. I mean, I told my mom last night, I said, baby, we got to stock up on food and stuff because it don't make no sense. You can't go in the store now. You can't find this, can't find that.
No.
And
you go in the store and oxtails are $7, $8 a pound, and pigtails are $4 a pound. It's just, what in the world? It's crazy.
It is. You're so right.
All that stuff used to be the scrap part that we bought because it was cheap.
Exactly. Exactly. I told my mom that. I said, honey, we better stop on some canned goods, some everything, because something to go down, and I feel it.
Yep.
And I told her, I said, it's starting to sound like the Book of Revelation.
That's right, it does. My wife and I just went, or she went and bought 2 20-pound bags of rice, and we separated it and put it in vacuum sealed bags. And same thing with sugar, and bought a load of just beans, different types of beans, and we put them in bags. And we can always make some beans and cornbread.
Yep, and some rice, something to stick to you, and some, and stock up on the water and stuff.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. I told my mom, I said, we're going to have to buy cases and cases of water. I don't care what water,
yep.
You know. I just don't care because something go down. And then it ain't pretty. And then saying, now we're going to be in a hot mess. And I said, I don't know what's going on.
Worse.
I said, this economy is, it's like making it so unbearable. It's like bare to sustain.
Yep, it's terrible. But it's falling right in line, though, what's supposed to happen.
Yep. It surely is. That's why I pray every day and stuff like that. I'm like, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
Walk with me every day.
Make sure they're getting people to make sure they got their life in order.
I'm serious. And a lot of people don't believe it. They so just confined.
Yeah.
I can't be like that. I just, my heart and consciousness won't allow me. And when I feel restless, I'll be like, that's God's way of saying, hey, get up and pray and talk to me. And
that's right.
However, and I'd be like, and I did that last night. I couldn't hardly sleep, and then I slept for like a few more hours. And it was old. I was like, I'm rested enough. And I just spent time with God, chilled out, and and got on up, got for work, and that was it. Got my kids to get, and got, so my kids, grandmama right there, she be, hey, you'll be all right. I said, Mama, get off work. I'll see you on lunch.
Yep.
It was dead, but Mom got to go do something. I canceled the account, though, and I fully refunded you the $6,732. It will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And I have a cancellation, if you would like. Number?
Sure.
C is in cat.
262-717-193. 193?
193, yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You have a blessed day, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.